Welcome to the Songwalk Echoes podcast. I'm Jeff Peterson, inviting you to join Soundwalk Echoes founder Don Prisby and me as we recall the beauty of our Catholic legacy through music, art, scripture, and story. Let's take a song walk.
Make us one, free us, Lord, as we heal our broken world. And we conform to goodness now. Feed us, Lord, call us near, as we make the kingdom here, and deliver us from evil. Amen. We provide for new life, as we are sent to be, united in your will, as family. On our journey, in our yearning, and in our unity, returning, as in joyful hope, we now sing. Make us one, free us, Lord, as we heal our broken world. And we conform to goodness now. Feed us, Lord, call us near, as we make the kingdom here, and deliver us from evil. Amen. And deliver us from evil. Amen.
That is Songwalk. Founder, author, songwriter, and singer Don Prisby with a beautiful piece called Goodness Now, an original and brand new work,
brand new,
composed and performed here for probably the first time publicly in front of anybody other than Don's mirror right here. So that's a big deal to provide a musical backdrop to Providence, the fifth of six stages of faith that we are exploring here in season four of the Songwalk Echoes podcast, and specifically how those six stages show up in the Lord's Prayer. As a reminder, all of our Songwalk episodes, just like everything in the Songwalk Echoes platform, are presented through the four dimensions of music, art, story, and scripture. And, you know, even though we I always say, you know, we never take... You don't have to take them all in the same order for every show, but we do start every show with the song, with the music, because it does literally set the tone for each show. And I love that song for two reasons, Don. One first of all, it's beautiful. I mean, it sounds like a song that's been around forever. It sounds like a song that we've been singing, you know, whether it's around a campfire or at Mass for years. So that's one reason I love it. But the second reason I love it is it actually illustrates the Songwalk Echoes sort of ethos, if you will, which you shared with me over a year ago, which has been now in works your whole life. And this podcast is just one very humble expression, little offshoot of really what Songwalk Echoes means and has meant to you, which is this walk that you've had with the Lord for your life, and where songs, music comes to you, and you know, it's just sort of, you don't engineer it. It's not like you sit down and I'm gonna write a song today, but they really come to you. And so apropos of that, you know, you've got hundreds of songs that you could be pulling into this podcast, and you know, we know in advance the topics that we're going to talk about, and you could have it all planned out. But here, like this song literally like 2 days ago didn't even exist. And all of a sudden it comes to you, you write it, and now we're talking about it. So I'd love you to talk about that song. But for those that are maybe joining us here in season four of just the podcast, maybe just remind us a little bit of just what Songwalk Echoes in overall has meant to you, and how this Songwalk has just been such a powerful, gentle, but powerful kind of just force in your life.
Well, Songwalk is indicative of the Lord's speaking to me, and yet it's metaphorical because any one of our listeners might have a Songwalk, because there's always something that the Lord calls us consistently to do, whether we're teachers or healers or leaders or husbands or, you know, it's what is the Lord is continually calling us forward. And for me, I just saw it in music. And we've talked many times about the palpable tap on the shoulder when I'll just feel this, like, okay, I'm going to write about this. And so it just is what it is. And that's how I express, you know, when I'm very intuitive and I am very aware of things in my environment and the Lord's presence with me. And then I want to organize that intuitiveness and it turns out in songs.
Yeah.
It turns out in a creative experience of trying to order those things that I see. And this song, you know, in looking at these next sections of the Lord's Prayer, you know, give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us, lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil. There's so much there, but it's all, I felt, Lord, how do we address this? And he said, write this song.
Yeah.
And it's called Goodness Now, that through that we are led to goodness.
Yeah.
And we'll talk a little bit more about that. But that goes back to really the theme of the Song Walk Echoes podcast, but also the theme of our lives, that at the moment of conception, we're made in the image and likeness of God, imbued with a conscience that says, choose goodness over evil. Yeah. So goodness now, in the context of the Lord's Prayer, we're going to explore that a little bit today. Yeah.
Well, God does nothing in vain, and it's providential also that, and so a little bit of programming note for folks who are tuning in, you know, this session that we're in right now has been delayed at least a month. Okay, we had designs of doing this a few weeks ago, but if we would have, we wouldn't have had that song. You know, and so I just think there's not a commercial for procrastination at all. But thank goodness and thank God for that wonderful introduction. So providence is our stage today, and we're making the connection to the Lord's Prayer. And as you said, you know, we are now in, as we've been literally walking through the Lord's Prayer and taking it section by section, we are at these, you know, sort of the most, you know, petitionary elements of the prayer, the gimme, 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 you know, the give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And so what I love about the connection you're making, and you just alluded to it, but let's unpack it even more, is that, you know, as you are helping us now think about providence, the first sort of, you know, maybe wading pool, the shallow end of the pool in making the connection between this section of the Lord's Prayer and providence would seem to make sense, because it's about providing. Like, okay, Lord, give me what I need to get through this day, you know, forgive my sins, you know, da da da. So give me. But you're really challenging us to think of it not in the elements that we are asking for, but in really the effect that comes from providence, that God's providence.
Yeah.
So let's start there. It's kind of that's the deep end of the pool, everybody. But let's dive in.
Yes, you're right. This is the part of the Lord's Prayer that kind of is the gimme. You know, this is what I need, my daily bread, and you provided it, you know, in the desert as manna, and now provide it in the Eucharist. And Lord, well, I need to provide that for me too.
Yeah.
But. If we look at that with our minds, we might see it that way. If we look at it with our hearts, we might be looking at, what are we really asking for when we ask for our daily bread? So let's take a moment and think about this with our hearts. And parenthetically, you know, last episode we talked about integrated anthropology, how we are people with, you know, minds, hearts, and wills. And our minds and our wills we control, but our hearts, we don't really control those. You know, we don't fall in intellect and fall in decision making, but we do fall in love. So love is something that's beyond our control. It's the messiness of life. So let's look at these petitions. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us, and deliver us, as what is the impact of that if our hearts embrace that? So that's our invitation today. And when we look at providence, we're not asking for God the Father to provide those to us. We're pondering, what are we providing to the Lord?
Yeah.
We're providing our hearts. And what we want in our daily bread, what's the effect of that? Nourishment, communion, unity at a table, mm-hmm. oneness with the Lord. So our hearts call out for that.
Yeah.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
And isn't that why this Lord's Prayer now seems less instructional and more an ethic that we would embrace?
Yeah, which kind of comes around, we were talking about it before tape rolled here, about, and it comes around sort of full circle. If you think all the way back to season one, I think episode one here of the podcast, when we talked about, you know, conforming to the good, you know, mm-hmm. and as this little section of the Lord's Prayer wraps up here, delivering us from evil, delivering from evil toward what? Toward the good.
Yes.
Being oriented toward the good.
Yes. And let's follow that line of thought, Jeff, because as we're thinking about, give us this day our daily bread, we're saying, Father, that we would be in a relationship with you that would be at the table and that would be intimately nourishing. That's what we're looking for. Mm-hmm. And when we say, and forgive us our trespasses, right?
Yeah.
So forgive us our trespasses is what's the effect of forgiveness? The effect of forgiveness is this wonderful rebirth,
yeah.
this wonderful recreation of ourselves. And that gives us creative freedom and ability to seek the good. Because when we're in a sinful state, we can't seek the good. So we're asking, give us this day our daily bread. Our hearts are saying, let us be in more union with you, Father, at the table in a relationship of nourishment. Forgive us our sins. We're saying that I could be free of this weight to serve you more, to follow goodness. That's what I'm looking for, Lord. That's what I need, our Father. That's what I need. And then we say, as we forgive those who trespass against us, that I could, as an agent, allow that freedom in all the people that I'm holding bound by not forgiving them.
Yeah.
I want to release them so that they too can have the freedom to serve goodness. And then the last petition, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. It just says the same thing.
Yeah.
Deliver us from evil, whether that's external evil or our own sinfulness. Deliver us from that so that we can pursue the good. So there's the song, Goodness Now, was addressing all of those elements. And here we are looking at the Lord's Prayer now, not as gimme, 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 but let me provide myself to you, Father, in these ways.
Yeah. Yeah, which is, it's very circular, and yes, it is about us providing back or providing ourselves, but even that comes from the grace and the faith that comes from God originally, you know, so it's all just about, it's everything goes back. Nothing is self, nothing generates, emanates from ourselves, you know, as no matter how well read we are, no matter how attentive we are, no matter how many masses we go to, just because it's part of our thing, it all has to come back. It all comes from the source and it goes back to the source.
Right.
And the whole thing is being enabled by that.
If we approach this whole topic of provision like we did last episode with Mary's radical yes, you know, you're right, it's circular. It's not something we manufacture. It comes from the core of our being, that our hearts could yearn for God in these four petitions with that radical rooted yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's That's the spirit of this.
Yeah, the radish. The radish, yes.
The radish, yep, right?
Yep. And for those that don't know that, go back to the last episode. You'll know what we're talking about here with the radish. Well, hey, the scripture and the art that you've selected for us here to put more words to and give us a visual of providence are very connected. The scripture passages from Luke 18, 38 through 41. So I'm going to read it, and then we're going to segue right into the art. And for those that are listening, you can go to the thumbnail image for this episode and take a look at the art while I'm even reading this, and this will all kind of come together here. Verse 38, he called out, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Those who led the way rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus stopped and ordered the man to be brought to him. When he came near, Jesus asked him, what do you want me to do for you? Lord, I want to see, he replied. Jesus said to him, receive your sight. Your faith has healed you. All right, so very familiar passage. The artwork, also familiar, maybe less familiar with folks, but beautiful. It's the healing of the blind man and the raising of Lazarus, so kind of a two-for-one combo platter here that we get. It's anonymous. It's a Spanish fresco also hanging at the MoMA out in New York. Just beautiful where we're seeing the blind man here aligned with that scripture passage being healed by Jesus, and then we're seeing Lazarus being raised. And so the question, and it kind of goes back to what we were just talking about, I think, in our defense, a lot of times when we are looking at and thinking of this part of the Lord's Prayer, where we're asking, and then we think about providence. Well, what does providence mean? Well, it means that God provides. This passage, which talks about, okay, he healed him, he made him see, you know, that's great, what a miracle, that's great. And then these images are, again, this is the act of Jesus doing the providing, if you will. So how do we continue to remind ourselves as we're being surrounded by these wonderful, these are examples of providence, but they're not kind of what we were just talking about, which it doesn't necessarily evoke the providence going back, you know, our providing back. So how do we do that when we're seeing right. These things?
Well, it's interesting that that artist combined both of those images, and we know Lazarus was a friend of Jesus and was raised from the dead. So there we can say there's a radical yes. Yeah. There's a new history and a new future being made by Lazarus. But let's look at the blind man, because the blind man does have his volition. He is from his core saying, son of David, have mercy on me.
Yeah.
So when we ask for mercy, we're looking at ourselves as wretched, as not worthy. So he says it several times.
Yeah.
And Jesus says to him, receive your sight, your faith has made you well. So there we go back to the blind man was providing to the Lord. He was providing his whole self, his whole wretched self. And being outside the city walls, imagine what that's like. You have no possibilities. You're an outsider. Yeah. But he provides himself to the Lord. I want to see. And imagine the new future that is created there. Imagine the creative freedom that is given there, that when we ask, forgive us our trespasses, and when we are forgiven, we are given new sight. Yeah. We are no longer blind. We are given new sight. So there's an example of the blind man providing himself to the Lord, his whole self, his whole wretched self. Have mercy on me. And Jesus seeing it, your faith has healed you.
Yeah.
And now the blind man, not only can he see, but he can go into the city.
Right.
Because he can see it, but he can also, just by going into the city, say, I am now one of you.
Yeah.
I'm no longer an outcast.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. How wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. So that, yeah, you're right. And it does give more dimension to even when he says, you know, so what do you want? Lord, I want to see. Well, see, yeah, so see, physically see, yes. But what else comes with that? What else, like the freedom, the ability to be even more fully animated for Christ by having sight. Like the sight was kind of like, yep, you can see, check the box, but it's a means to an even greater end.
And as we go back to contemplating the four petitions in the Lord's Prayer today, as it has to do with providence, we're saying, well, give me my daily bread. That's what the mind is asking for. Yeah. But the blind man, the heart of the matter is saying, I want to be in union with you. Yeah. I want to be nourished by you. I want to trust you.
Yeah.
And forgive us our trespasses is saying, I want to see. Yeah. I want that creative freedom to be able to see and follow goodness to its complete potential.
Mm-hmm.
And forgive others who have trespassed against us. And I want that for others.
Yeah.
I as your agent, as someone who is here making your kingdom known, I want that.
Yeah.
And lastly, deliver us from evil so that we can pursue the good.
Yeah. It's the for what. Yeah. And that's why I love
the
how
for
you,
what.
The for what. And for what, you know, for, you know, and I love how you set up that it's not just about the element. The element is important, but it's the effect. It's the effect of the element. And I think that's just such a beautiful and simple thing for us. Every time we pray this, every time we get to this part of the Lord's Prayer, we're going to be able to just even say, all right, give us this day our daily bread for what? Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Forgive us our trespasses for what?
And you know what, Jeff? We're coming to the end of this season and the end of the discovery of this wonderful prayer. We have one more piece where we're going to talk about, for you, thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. And that makes me a little sad that we're leaving it. However, it does speak to the fact that this is an ethic and an ethos that we can embrace in the Lord's Prayer. And I don't know about you, but whenever I'm asked to say the Lord's Prayer, it's to rip through it, right? And some people say, can we say the Lord's Prayer together? And I look at them and I think, could I do a preface before we pray it? Because I'd like to put it in the context of this. We're not going to rip through this as Pope Francis calls a 55-word catechesis.
Yeah.
You want to pray the Lord's Prayer? How many hours do you
have?
Because we could really, if we could just live the Lord's Prayer, that would be
nice.
That would be wonderful to say, hey, let's not pray the Lord's Prayer. Could we live the Lord's Prayer?
Amen, brother. Amen to that is right. All right, so hey, the story. So we've gone through our music and our art and our scripture and then the story. So our last S, and I've shared this before. This is, again, a little bit of breaking a little bit of the fourth wall here, although there's no fourth wall in audio. But for listeners, you know, Don is very gracious and always provides this very comprehensive outline and kind of a, it's not scripted, but just kind of giving us, you know, some things to so that we can kind of navigate through, you know, these 25, 30 minutes and not be completely, you know, derivative or boring for all of you listeners. And so, the story, all I got on the show notes here was the title of this story, which I have to say, when I read it, I was like, well, this is going to be a little bit of a downer. It's Have We Lost Hope? And which is interesting. You've got my interest piqued here. I have no idea what this story is, but I'll just hand it over. And how are we going to start landing this plane here with this story about losing hope?
This question about have we lost hope was brought to me by actually a former professor of mine at the Gregorian University in Rome, Archbishop Rino Fisichella, who's in Rome and is a Jesuit. And he wrote a recent article about that, about have we lost hope, that we do, as we say, as the integrated anthropology, we have a mind, a heart, and a will. And if you're like me, I spend most of my time with my mind and with my will and less time with my heart.
Mm.
It's too hard. It's the harder part. And I'm thinking about what I heard from His Excellency, Archbishop Fisichella, was, have we lost hope? And I have to look at my own life and ask myself, have I lost hope? And I remember my spiritual director hitting me over the head maybe 6 months ago. And he said, I want you to enter into the chaos of love.
Mm.
I said, Father Hank, what do you mean by that? He says, you organize love.
Mm.
You talk about it. You have it all figured out. I want you to enter into the chaos of love.
Wow.
I could hardly do it.
Yeah.
But I did. And this whole sense of, well, Father, how do I love you? And Jesus, how do I love you? And how do I love others? I need to enter into the chaos of love, because I think in that regard, maybe I have lost hope. Mm-hmm. Because love and hope are connected. Because when we truly love and are in the chaos of love, all we can do is hope.
Yeah, yeah.
So I loved what Reno Fisichella said about how we lost hope, and he called hope the forgotten sister, that we have faith, hope, and love.
Yeah.
And we, you know, we have intellect, heart, and will, yeah. And we're really good at the intellect and the will,
yeah.
But we've forgotten that third sister.
Wow.
And I know I have,
wow.
But I know by the grace of God and that 2x4 from my spiritual director, I'm being invited into the chaos of love and the chaos of hope.
Oh, wow. Ah, I love that. Love that. That's great. That's wonderful. Well, Don, we've reached the point in the big show here where we get to the Song Walk Echo Point. So this is the challenge that we put at your feet to take all of this wonderful reflection today on providence, the duality of providence coming our way and us, you know, bringing it back, and try to give us something to pray on now for the next, you know, few days about that. What would be something that you can distill now down into that one echo point as we move forward?
Well, we've talked today a lot about providence and provide and what God the Father provides to us, but what we also provide to Him, and inherently what we can provide to one another. Mm-hmm. And this week, and this might be entering into the chaos for all of us, mm-hmm. but let's look at one of those petitions that we've been discussing, the one about, and forgive those who trespass against us. And let's think about not the action, but the effect. Yeah. The effect that if we forgive that one person, and you know who it is as I'm talking, sharing this with you, because I sure do.
Yeah.
If I could radically free that person so that they could pursue goodness again,
mm.
I'm going to try to do that this week. Enter into the chaos of forgiveness and make radical freedom.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you, Don. Oh my gosh, and thank you everybody for tuning in, and stay tuned for our next episode. We are winding it up, folks, here of the Song Walk Echoes podcast, and in the meantime, keep a song walk in your own heart for the beauty and the brilliance of our Catholic faith.
You've been listening to the Song Walk Echoes podcast. For small group resources related to this podcast and more, visit songwalkechoes.com.